welcome, and thank you for listening to Grace Bible Church's Throne of Grace devotional time. We're located at 77 Glover Circle, Stanton, Virginia. Pastor Roy Lee Trump, on behalf of the church, would like for you to listen for the next few minutes to a message from the Word of God. 2018 is upon us, and today we want to look at the authority of Jesus Christ. Actually, we want to look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 28 and 29, where we learn that Jesus was one that taught as one having authority. Where did he get this authority? During his earthly ministry, Jesus astonished the people with his teachings. He astonished them in the synagogues in Mark chapter 1, verse 21, where the Word of God says, "And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes." They were astonished by his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, verses 28 and 29. What impressed the people was this: he taught as one having the authority. Where did he get this authority? Who gave him this authority? You know, unlike the scribes who simply interpreted the law, Jesus spoke as one who had the right to make the law. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 22, we find these words: "But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire." In verse 28 of the same chapter, we find, "But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." In verse 32 of the same chapter, "But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery." In verse 34 of the same chapter, "But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne." Verse 39, "But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also." In verse 44, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." You know, we should take heed of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 1. It says, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." In verse 5, we find, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Verse 8 says, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him." The question might be asked, did Jesus have the authority to speak this way? What gave him that right? He may have taught with authority, but was it his to do so? Should we, who read that which he taught, give heed to obey what he said? At a time when many do not heed the words of Jesus, not only those in the world, but sadly, even many who profess him to the Lord, the authority of Jesus needs to be recognized and followed by all, but especially by those who claim to be his disciples. First of all, we want to take a look at the inherent right of Jesus' authority. By virtue of being the creator of mankind, all things were made through him. In John chapter 1, verse 1, we see these words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2 tells us, "Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds." Not only all things were made through him, but all things were made by him and for him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." As creator, Jesus has the authority to expect and demand whatever he desires of his creation. Not only do we deal with the virtue of him being the creator, but by virtue of him being the heir. Remember, I said he was the heir of all things? As prophesied, Jesus would be given all things. In Psalm chapter 2 and verse 8, "Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession." As the Son, Jesus has been appointed heir to all things, or in all things, or of all things. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2 says, "Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds." As the heir, Jesus has authority over that which has been given him. We see also by virtue of being the Redeemer. Jesus has redeemed us from our sins. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 tells us, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but by the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. This he has done by his own blood." By the way, this he done by his own will also. In Ephesians 1 verse 7, we see these words, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." Acts 20 tells us, verse 28, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." As our Redeemer, he certainly has the authority over those who have been purchased by his blood. As Creator, Heir, and Redeemer, Jesus has both the inherent right and the earned right to speak with authority. Dare we, living today, not recognize such authority? Consider others who give voice to recognition of Jesus' authority. Others in this world and out of this world recognize the authority of Jesus. He was worshipped by angels. When he came into the world, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 6 tells us, and again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. As he sat on the throne of God in Revelation chapter 5 verse 11, we see, and I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them which was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Angels deemed him worthy to receive power. They deemed him worthy to be authoritative. Why is it that we have so much problem with the authority of Jesus? You know, one of these days we're going to be judged by the Word of God. We're going to be judged out of that authority and from that authority that Jesus has in this world and over this world. By the grace of God, we who are saved will face Jesus one of these days. May God bless you and keep you. Thank you for listening today. Grace Bible Church, the pastor and congregation would like to invite you, if you do not have a church of your own, to visit with us on Sundays. We have Sunday school at 10 a.m., worship service at 11 a.m., and evening service at 6 a.m. P.M. Every Monday at 8:30, we have our Titus Baptist Seminary class. Tuesday at 9 a.m., we have our Faith Bible Institute classes. Wednesday, 7 p.m., we have our prayer meeting. If we can be of any assistance, please give Pastor Trump a call at 540-448-0278. Thank you, and God bless.
This world of sin and woe is reeling to and fro with misery and hate all around. Jesus told us at the last, when you see this come to pass, you'll know it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. All around we see the signs. We know His coming must be near. Will you be ready to go when you hear the trump blow? We know it's just a matter of time. Scoffers have grown bold, the wolves crept in the fold.